there. Welcome to episode 19 of Dailyish with me, your host, Chris Hens. It's Thursday, May 15th. I started setting up to record this on Tuesday, May 13th, but the ish part of daily got in the way, I guess. It's 10 degrees, still not summer, still not even spring, really, but this isn't a weather podcast. As you can tell, I have a bit of a cold of some sort. Couldn't sleep last night most of the night. Inevitably, it seems to happen when you have kids that the nights when you can sleep, they're up, and when you can't sleep, they sleep fine. So I guess it's good. You know, it would suck if they were all up or throughout the night as well, but from about 3 o'clock till 6:30 or so, I was lying awake with, and my mic just fell apart. I was lying awake. I'm going to have to pause for a second here. And we're back. Okay, so technically didn't fall apart, the mic itself, the mic stand. I have a boom arm that the mic is held on with a threaded kind of thing, and somehow I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest maybe one of my kids had turned it and turned it and turned it until luckily I was here when I just happened to be moving it and adjusting it, and it fell off in my hand. Because a $350 microphone dropping to the floor or dropping onto my mixer would not be make for a happy day. So where was I? It's 10 degrees. I have a cold. I was up late. Or not sleeping. I wasn't up late. I went to bed at a reasonable time. We went to bed at a reasonable time. My wife has a cold as well. So it's one of those things where it's great, I guess, to get it all over with all at once. You know, both get sick. Both get better at the same time. It's still crappy out, like I said, so it's not summer yet. It's not super nice outside, so might as well be inside with a cold. The best part, that's not the best part, but we were away last week on a vacation in Mazatlan, Mexico. It's actually celebrating the 15th anniversary of marriage with my wife, Sue, and great time, awesome 6 days of a break from our kids and from regular life and also getting some heat. Beautiful hot weather, 30 degrees every day, pretty much. Great food down there, and great drink, and great pool, and ocean, and all that kind of stuff. But man, coming back to normal life, maybe it was just a bit too short, or I don't know what the reason is, but I think I kind of suck at re-entry into normal life. Because it was just like, I don't know, maybe some people come back from that kind of thing and just like energized, ready to go. But I was just kind of dreading coming back already, which, I mean, yeah, you go down and you're living in this sort of fantasy world of like nice condo on the ocean and you're no responsibilities. You forget about your bills and your whatever. You're just going out for meals. And especially, you know, when you leave behind your kids for a week and you haven't done that in a long time. You know, there's definitely, we missed our kids, but there's certain aspects of that that are really fun. And, you know, like mainly getting to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and that kind of thing. You're not responsible for three other little human beings' daily survival. And, which is one of those things that doesn't, you don't really think about consciously wearing on you, but it certainly does. And so it's nice to have a little relief from that. But anyways, coming back to life, regular life, getting greeted by one of our kids was sick when we got back. Not too bad. He's fine. And another one had a cold, which we now have managed to grab on to. And just, you know, car license is due up for renewal this week or this month. And credit card payments, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just sort of hits you all at once. And it's just like, okay, no, back into normal life. Away you go. And so it's good. Like I started this when I originally set up my notes for this episode. I was more like wanting to talk about taking a break and how it's absolutely necessary. I'm a person who believes in, you know, holidays, vacations, and doing that. But when it comes time to planning it and thinking about doing it, my mind often, as my wife could attest to, often goes to the money and the, oh shoot, how are we going to be able to afford that side of the equation, and thinking less about the all the benefits and the perks of said vacation. And so when I set up the notes for this, I wanted to talk a bit about that, because both as sort of counsel for myself, but maybe for some folks listening who you don't really You underestimate the value of a break, I guess. And I think it probably hits a lot of folks who work for themselves or are, you know, work from home, virtual kind of folks working for a business or a company that, you know, is on the web and you can work from anywhere, all that kind of stuff. And you really enjoy your job, which is great. And like I do. And, but still the unplugging from it and stepping away for a while is a much needed and something I should be doing more often, to be honest. And it doesn't have to be a vacation to Mexico, obviously, but escaping a bit. Escape sounds like a, I don't know, that doesn't seem like the right word I'm trying to say, but I'm also hopped up on cough medication and stuff, so who knows. But escaping for a bit to try and just refresh, recharge, breathe a little bit, with or without your kids even, but getting the family out of the house and out of routines for just a little bit kind of allows you to step back. For me, it allowed, we drove for 5 hours before we took the flight down to Mazatlan, and it allowed for just some time to think about my business and Lemon Productions and for Sue and I to sort of bounce ideas back and forth and what some plans for that and new ways to sort of market and advertise and interact with clients or potential clients and things like that. And then also just a chance for us to start anyways, we didn't get to finish it, but start thinking about our family and the purposes and the things, the reasons why we're doing things and what direction do we want our family to be in and going and what kind of things do we want our family to be about and what's important to us as a family and what's not and what makes us great and where do we kind of suck sometimes and what do we need to work on. And you don't really, we've tried to, and you just don't really get those opportunities in normal life because a Tuesday evening comes and maybe you watch a show or you watch a hockey game or you're folding laundry or whatever. You're just kind of exhausted and the last thing you want to do is sort of think about more family stuff. And so you don't have the energy to think that kind of stuff through. So anyways, this is my mantra or my goal to you, the listener, is to take a holiday, take a vacation if you haven't in a long time with your significant other or others, friends, family, or a solo trip. Do something. Doesn't have to be far away. Find a whatever your thing is, rustic cabin or a luxury cabin nearby or something like that, and just take a weekend, a long weekend, a week, whatever you can sort of afford or justify to do. And then I think, like for us, it's we have access to this condo in Mazatlan, and so it's something we should be taking advantage of, but I haven't been back down there in 6 years, and so it's something we should be doing a little more often and justifying. I mean, the cost is what it is to fly down, but I think ultimately it will help my business. It'll help our family. It'll help us as individuals. Yeah, so this is something I'll hopefully, it's more for preaching to myself than anybody else, come back and listen to in a few months and remind myself that it's time to start planning some sort of thing. Does that make sense? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm justifying or needing to like tell myself to escape, like I was saying earlier, but I don't feel like there's a better word for it. Taking a break, maybe. I don't know. Well, thanks for listening. This has been episode 19 of Dailyish. I apologize for my rough voice. This episode is sponsored and brought to you by Campaign Monitor. A huge thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting goodstuff.fm and Dailyish. You can find this episode and others previous to it at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. This is, like I said, episode 19. I'm iChris on Twitter, if you're doing the Twitter thing. Or send me an email, chris@goodstuff.fm, if you've got some thoughts. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.